This is Sunday morning. This is March 31st, 2019. The Prophet's Corner Uncut. And the name of this is The Love of Money, Root to All Evil. First Timothy 6:10, I'll just turn there. You don't have to. It says, "For the love of money is a root of all evils. It is through this craving that some have been led astray, have wandered from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many acute pangs." It says here, evil. I looked up the word evil. It's the Greek word kakos, K-O-K-O-S. It means injure, worthless, depraved, or malignant. And I went and got the Vines out, dictionary. And that word evil there means of what morally or ethically is evil, of what is injurious, destructive, baneful, or pernicious. Pernicious means highly injurious or destructive, deadly, and wicked. Okay? The elite, as you call them, the ones that have stolen all the wealth, all the resources, and have controlled the world like puppets, they are coming down. I told you in a prior word that I would cause their chariot wheels to be bound to drive heavy so that they can no longer pursue my righteous ones. No matter how it appears like they are bearing down, they will fail and I will prevail. And then I heard this. I saw it. Whoosh. It's like I walked into water. Whoosh. This is what this means. A wave of great wealth coming. Get ready to live in a time that you will be free from need mentality. You will never take a thought sane. Lord has said, just think about a time that you just went and did your business and you never gave a thought about how much it is, how much it's costing. You just say, do it, do it, do it. I thought, I like that, Lord, I like that. All right. Like the elites have lived, hoarding all the wealth and having the best of everything, now the evil they've subjected you to, they will live. Like that. Prepare for a carefree life with the best of everything, never giving any thought of any need of any kind. Truly reigning like a king, my kings. Beware, though, that you don't forget who transferred this wealth to you. Now we're going to look at Deuteronomy 6 for a minute. I hear that again, whoosh, it's like, just went under the water. It was like, wealth. Sea of wealth. All right, Deuteronomy 6, verse 10. "And when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, with great and goodly cities which you did not build, and houses full of good things which you did not fill, and cisterns hewn out which you did not hewn, and vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, and when you eat are full, then beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." It was ours from the beginning. All the resources of the earth were given to God's man. So it's all been stolen from God's man. He's just giving it back to use for his glory. "I'm driving them out and stripping them of everything. Be a trustworthy steward of what I transfer to you. Be sure you seek first my kingdom, his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Many ministers have lost their anointing by becoming money-minded. Yes, merchandising the anointing. Keep praying for my trumpet. Lift him up. Keep up the vigil. When you start messing with the money, all hell breaks loose." Okay, I want to read an article to you. I had this come up to me. I didn't understand it, but the love of money killed JFK. This article was a LinkedIn article by Brian Lambert. It says here, JFK was killed after trying to shut down the Rothschilds Federal Reserve in 1963. So we know President Trump's on the heels of taking out the Fed. On June 6, 1963, a virtual unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to basically strip the Rothschild Bank of its power, to loan money to the United States federal government at interest. With the stroke of a pen, President Kennedy declared that the property owned, or the privately owned, Rothschild Federal Reserve Bank would soon be out of business. The Christian Law Fellowship has exhaustingly researched this matter through the Federal Register and the Library of Congress. We can now safely conclude that this executive order has never been repealed, amended, or superseded by any subsequent executive order. So it's still in place. In simple terms, it is still valid. When President John Fitzgerald Kennedy signed this order, it returned to the U.S. federal government, specifically the Treasury Department, the constitutional power to create and issue currency money without going through the privately owned Rothschild Federal Reserve Bank. See, the Federal Reserve, really, they control the housing markets, they control interest rates, stock markets, everything. They've got, it's like the word said, puppets. There's some graphics here that says, can anyone explain why we never have money for repairing our roads, renewable energy, or feeding the homeless? And this is why, because we always have money for wars, weapons, and bailouts. This is the Federal Reserve. A myth that all Americans live with is the charade known as the Federal Reserve. It comes as a shock to many to discover that it is not an agency of the United States government. The name Federal Reserve was designed to deceive, and it still does. It is not federal, nor is it owned by the government. It is privately owned by these 13 bloodline families, or you know what I'm saying. It pays its own postage like any other corporation. Its employees are not in civil service. Its physical property is held under private deeds and is subject to local taxation. Government property, as you know, is not. It is an engine that has created private wealth that is unimaginable, even to the most financially sophisticated. It has enabled an imperial elite to manipulate our economy for its own agenda and listed the government itself as its enforcer. It controls the times, dictates business, affects our homes, and practically everything in which we are interested. It takes powerful force to maintain an empire, and this one is no different. The concerns of the leadership of the Federal Reserve and its secretive international benefactors appear to go well beyond currency and interest rates. Executive Order 11110, President Kennedy's executive order, gave the Treasury Department the explicit authority to issue silver certificates against any silver bullion, silver or standard silver dollars in the Treasury. This means that for every ounce of silver in the U.S. Treasury vault, the government could introduce new money into circulation based on the silver bullion physically held there. As a result, more than $4 billion in United States notes were brought into circulation in $2 and $5 denominations. I'm thinking that they're going to call this the U.S. note. That's what Kennedy called this. $10 and $20 United States notes were never circulated, but were being printed by the Treasury Department when Kennedy was assassinated. It appears obvious that President Kennedy knew the Federal Reserve notes being used as the purported legal currency was contrary to the Constitution of the United States of America. United States notes were issued as an interest-free and debt-free currency backed by silver reserves in the U.S. Treasury. We compared a Federal Reserve note issued from the private central bank of the United States, the Federal Reserve Bank, aka Federal Reserve System, with a United States note from the U.S. Treasury issued by President Kennedy's executive order. They almost look alike, except one says Federal Reserve note on the top, while the other says United States note. Also, the Federal Reserve note has a green seal and a serial number, with the United States note has a red seal and serial number. President Kennedy was assassinated on November 22, 1963, and the United States notes he had issued were immediately taken out of circulation. Federal Reserve notes continue to serve as the legal currency of the nation. According to the United States Secret Service, 99% of all U.S. paper currency circulating in 1999 are Federal Reserve notes, which they're not worth nothing. Kennedy knew that if the silver-backed United States notes were widely circulated, they would have eliminated the demand for Federal Reserve notes. This is a very simple matter of economics. The USN, or the United States note, was backed by silver, and the Federal Reserve note was not backed by anything of intrinsic value. Executive Order 11,110 should have prevented the national debt from reaching its current level, which this must be an older article. If LBJ or any subsequent president were to enforce it, they could have enforced it. It would have almost immediately given the U.S. government the ability to repay its debt without going to the private Federal Reserve banks and being charged interest to create new money. That's what got us into trouble, borrowing from private bankers. So they own us. Told you, we've been still on the plantation. Executive Order 11,110 gave the USA the ability to go once again, create its own money backed by silver and RAM value worth something. Okay. Again, according to our own research, just the 5 months after Kennedy was assassinated, some more of the series 1958 silver certificate were issued earlier, and they were subsequently removed from circulation. Rockefeller Center, New York, perhaps the assassination of JFK was a warning to all future presidents not to interfere with the private Rothschild Federal Reserve control over the creation of money. It seems very apparent that President Kennedy challenged the powers that exist behind U.S. and world finance. On November 22, 1963, JFK was shot dead in Dallas, Texas, in extremely strange circumstances. Only several nations do not have a reserve bank owned by Rothschilds and Rockefellers. Australia's reserve bank is not owned or controlled by the Australian federal government. So the Lord's saying, keep President Trump covered in prayer and listen to my voice as I give you instructions on how to stand with the president to rid the world of this evil, my remnant church, or the power behind the president. It is a corrupt church that teaches traditions of men instead of my word. Whoa, I get that. It is a corrupt church that teaches traditions of men instead of my word. That's scary. Okay, Colossians 2. See to it that no one carries you off as spoil or makes you yourselves captive by his so-called philosophy and intellectualism and vain deceit, following human tradition, just crude notions, following the rudimentary and elemental teachings of the universe, disregarding Christ. And it goes on to talk about in him all the fullness, all the wisdom of the Godhead. And I put here healing and finances. Okay.